Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Charles W. Cadillac is our guest. Chuck Cadillac is a longtime great member of our Brain Trust in his 14th year as a member and a founding member, too. He's the founder of a Community of Liberty, which is an organization. Chuck, I know you're very proud of. Tell us about it.
Well, it's we started our first chapter, Chapter 1, here in Orange County, California. So if any of your listeners would like to learn more, please go to my website, communityofliberty.org. All one word.
What does Community of Liberty stand for?
Well, the mission is to inculcate the habits and virtues of living in liberty, and we're just now, it's an entrepreneurial effort. We're just started. It's a bootstrap kind of operation.
Is it a libertarian background?
It definitely is a libertarian oriented.
Is it Ron Paul libertarian?
No, we're not involved in politics at all.
Right.
We're nonpartisan. We meet Friday mornings for breakfast, and we talk about those things that help us live in liberty. So this coming week, we're going to talk about why is work a virtue? What is work, and why is it a virtue? Next couple of weeks, we're going to be, Hillsdale College has a course on the net called Constitution 101. So
yep.
It's a 7-week effort. We're going to be participating in that as a group.
You're going to be at Hillsdale College?
No, it's on the web.
On the web. Well, my buddy, Bert Folsom is a professor there. You know Bert Folsom, probably.
Yeah. And then finally, once we get to scale, this is the most important part. We have to be in action, right? To live in liberty, you have to be in action. So it's not just we're going to sit around every Friday and talk about liberty. We're going to engage when we get to critical mass, say 40 or 50 members. We're going to engage in some project which we're going to invent that will increase the space of liberty in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole.
How can you do this, though, without being political? How can you pursue these goals?
Well, we don't participate. Very simple. We don't participate in any political activity per se.
But the things you're going to be trying to accomplish have to be to take on politicians, right?
Well, a more educated electorate will produce different kinds of politicians in office. That's an indirect. Not a direct effort.
Mm-hmm.
We will never endorse a campaign or any other way be involved directly in politics. Now, I anticipate many of our members will choose to spend part of their time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the purpose of this organization. That's the Tea Party, and I have enormous respect for the Tea Party and people who follow Ron Paul and the like. But that's not what we're going to do. We're going to change the space of liberty one community at a time. And this is the first chapter that we're just starting to accomplish that.
So I want to keep talking about this. Go back to the work that you said you were this Friday. You're going to talk about work. Tell us again. What did you say the title of the topic is?
Well, the question of the week for this week is what is work, and why is it a virtue?
You know, there's something that I came up with when I thought about. I started thinking about my parents, and what they taught me about work, mostly by demonstrating it. And by requiring me to do it, but I thought about that, and I came up with the term, the nobility of work. I think that all work is noble. And if you think about the nobility of work, if you think about work as noble, whenever you see somebody, whatever you see them doing, whatever they are doing, no matter what they are doing legally, they're doing a legal job. That work is noble, and they should be recognized and should be congratulated for that. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. If I may, here's what Martin Luther King said. He said, quote, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?
Mm-hmm.
And it's through our work that we do for others. It's not just altruistic activity, but really we take care of ourselves and our communities by figuring out how to take care of someone else. That's what a marketplace causes us to do. We have to think about meeting the needs of someone else in order to take care of ourselves.
Well, your biggest job is to turn around. That could be one of the most important things you could do in the community of liberty, is to get Americans to think more about contributing and being productive and working, rather than wondering when their next entitlement is coming from.
Yes, and the enormous dignity that comes with work, yes, and self-sufficiency.
That's the nobility. That's the nobility. Absolutely.
Yep.
Hey, Chuck, give us that website again, please.
Communityofliberty.org.
Communityofliberty.org. Hey, and the new book, the gold standard book. Give us that website again, where we can get the free download.
21st Century Gold Standard at agoldenage.com.
Agoldenage.com. Get the free download there. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Chuck Cadlick, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.